Proverbs 18, 21. We're starting, you know, we've been talking about all in, and we're now the title is It's all in what you say. It's all in what you say. And Proverbs 18, verse 21, let's go. Proverbs 18, 21, New King James, it says this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. This is awesome. This is so cool because it says death and life. The words that are coming out of our mouth, we're either going to be speaking death or we're going to be speaking life. What words are coming out of our mouth? Are we speaking words of life or are we speaking words of death? You know, immediately, like whenever, I've just been praying about this this series and everything. One thing that just kept going over and over in my mind as a kid growing up and looking at this scripture, another scripture that we're going to look at in the New Testament here in just a second. But like one thing kept going over and over in my mind that I heard as a kid growing up with my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, you know, them saying it, just being wise and sharing with wisdom with me. You know, it was, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard it, but if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. You see, there's a principle. There's a biblical principle behind that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, here's what's really amazing about this, because see, so many times we sabotage ourselves because God's word is true. And what this scripture says right here is whichever one you love, whichever one's coming the most out of your mouth, you're going to be eating its fruit. So if what's coming out of my mouth is life, good news, there's going to be life happening in you. But the same thing is true of the negative. If you're speaking death, oh, you like speaking death? Okay, cool. You're going to be eating the fruit of death. So many times, like people, you know, they're wondering, gee, why is this happening? I don't understand. I mean, why? It just seems like all the time, like, you know, just the negatives happening in my life. And gee whiz, nothing ever good happens. And that's what's coming out of their mouth. Angelic beings, you know, should just be like, I have the answer. I've been speaking out of my mouth death. I've enjoyed speaking death out of my mouth. And that's why I'm always getting that junk in my life, is because I'm speaking it out. I'm eating the fruit of it. So that's exciting. Now it's just a matter of changing what you say. Doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. Doesn't matter what the doctor report was, what the lawyer said, what the financial statement said. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what situation, what relationship issues you got going on. See, this is so cool because we got a choice to make. We can either choose to be speaking death or we can choose to be speaking life. Which one are we going to do? This is so cool. And then, okay, so that's Old Testament. Then in the New Testament, James chapter 3, verse 10. James chapter 3, verse 10, New King James, it says this: out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. life, death. Out of the same mouth, blessing and cursing. But this is so cool. See, he's talking to believers. My brethren. He's not talking to people that don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's talking to believers. And he's saying, believers, this should not be happening. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. We should not have coming out of our mouth, the same mouth, we should not have blessing and cursing, life and death. Now, and we'll take a look, and we're going to look further at that here in a second, but we're going to start back at James chapter 3, verse 1 in the New King James, and we will get back to that. Not this week, but we will get back to that, okay? But in James chapter 3, verse 1, New King James says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers. Okay, now right here, what he's just encouraging, he's saying, hey, you know what? If you think it's cool to be a teacher, you know, like here behind the pulpit, in our kids, you know, teaching in little our kids and in the nursery, you see, this is cool because it says become teachers. And it's talking about teachers of Scripture. That's specifically what he's talking about here with teachers, okay? So if you're a teacher, you have the position of a teacher teaching God's word, hey, you better make sure that's what you're supposed to be doing. Now, Kimmy's probably in our kids right now, but I was like, Kimmy, because, you know, she's kind of helping lead our kids. That's not like, you know, a scripture that, you know, you'll get lots of people coming and saying, yeah, I want to teach at our kids. All right. But we better make sure that we know if we're a teacher of God's word, we better make sure that we know that that is what we're supposed to be doing. Because knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment doesn't seem fair, does it? Oh, that's right. He's a just God, right? He's not a fair God. He's just. Jim knew where I was going. If you didn't have a chance to be here for that series, I encourage you to go back, you know, and see that series. Praise the Lord. Okay, but yeah, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Okay, next verse, verse 2. For we all stumble in many things. Praise God. This is a verse for me. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, if you don't let come out of your mouth something that shouldn't come out, if you're that person where you can, like you got to figure it out, man. No word comes out of your mouth that shouldn't be coming out of your mouth. No death, no cursing coming out of your mouth. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. This verse right here, man, this verse is encouraging because, I mean, this verse is telling us, hey, you know what? You should be striving to be doing this. You should be striving to get it to where, you know what? The words coming out of my mouth, man, they're good. They're good. We should be striving for that. But you know what's crazy about it? It describes it here and it says he is a perfect man. There's only one man that has ever walked this earth that was perfect. Jesus Christ. He was it. But this is so cool. And then it says, able also to bridle the whole body. So if we can get control of the words that we're speaking out of our mouth, we're going to be able to control every other part of our body. no longer will we ever give in to what our body says. Oh, pleasure. Feel good. Yeah. You'll be able to bridle your body. Your body will be bridled as well. Controlled. This is awesome. Next verse, verse 3. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. This morning, we have two ladies that like horses. Sarah and Tara. If you don't know them, you go to Orchlin and see them there. But Sarah and Tara. A bit, you put a little bit in the horse's mouth. Doesn't that help? I mean, that'll turn the horse's head, right? That'll, yeah. And it doesn't matter, like, how much bigger the horse is than you. All of us come in different shapes and sizes. We can all get on a horse that's way bigger than us. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, 10 times bigger than us. And we can make that horse go whichever direction we're wanting by pulling on that rein, and the bit that's in there causes discomfort. They turn. Now, some horses, they'll get headstrong, and they'll be determined, and sometimes it takes more strength, like, you gotta, you know, and you're just yanking that horse. And that's the way you're gonna get them to stop, you know, is just by turning that horse really. Is that right, ladies? Okay, yeah, turn that horse really hard, you know, and they'll get in a circle, you know, and then they'll finally get calmed down. But see, it doesn't matter. Like, even if that horse is headstrong, you're still, like, there can be control with just a little bitty bit. Causing some discomfort. See, this is so awesome here. Okay, so he's letting us know, hey, look, maybe it doesn't seem like the words that come out of our mouth would be a big deal, but it is a big deal. Just like it doesn't seem like really the bridle, you know, it's much of a big deal. The bit, I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like the bit would be a big deal in there, you know, that metal thing in there. But it's enough to change direction. Our words, the words that come out of our mouth, can determine, those little bitty things, words, can determine our direction. Wow. And that's what he's saying here. Matter of fact, he's even reiterating. He's wanting to make sure that we understand. Because we learn by repetition. So then he goes a step further, and let's take the next verse. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Big, huge, gigantic ships have just small rudders that'll determine that direction that big ship is going. Wow. He's just wanting us to see right here that, like, you know what? It does. It seems like the words coming out of our mouth, it just seems like a little thing. No big deal. It's not a big deal what's coming out of my mouth. It's not a big deal if I'm speaking life or death. It's not a big deal if I'm speaking blessing or cursing. It's not a big deal. No, what it's saying right here is it is. It looks like it's little. It looks like, you know, that doesn't really determine direction. It doesn't really determine where I'm headed, what I'm doing. According to Scripture, it does. According to Scripture, it determines the direction that we're going. According to Scripture, it also determines what we're feeding our life. Are we feeding into our life life, or are we feeding into our life death? Are we feeding into our life blessing, or are we feeding into our life cursing? And what are we doing for others? Our words are powerful. It's not just words. That little phrase, you know, when you're growing up, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a lie straight out of the pit of hell. That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says that the words that we speak out, they're powerful. They can determine direction. They can also determine what kind of nourishment we're getting. Are we nourishing life into us, or are we nourishing death? Whichever one we're nourishing, that's gonna be the strongest in our life. Whichever one we're feeding. This is really awesome. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Even so, the tongue is a little member. The tongue is, you know, it's just a little part of the body. And boasts great things. Are we speaking life, or are we speaking death? You know, I had something come up. I don't remember, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't remember, somewhere around there. Tuesday, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, this week, had a brother call me up. Me and him were going back and forth, okay? And this is a brother that I don't see very often, you know? So me and him are going back and forth. A disagreement, okay, on something. So he's John and Sharon, like, that's why I'm talking. And then I go back. Anybody ever do that with a brother or sister? Okay. And, you know, this is one of those arguments, you know, where it's like, You're going back and forth, and it's like you can be mad at the other one, but like if somebody else, you know, that's not a brother or sister, they get into the argument and they start attacking your brother or sister, you know, it's like, hey, you shut up, you don't say that to them, you know. So, you know, it's one of those deals. All right, I'm trying to get you guys to understand what happened. Okay, so one of those deals. And the next morning, you know, I'm praying, and God was just, you know, basically just telling me, Chris, it's not important. You think that you're right. Chris, you may even be right. Who cares? What I want you to do is just shut up. Don't try to explain it. Don't try to explain it to your brother. You know, don't try to make him see it the way that you see it. Just shut up. Anybody ever have that happen where, you know, I know I'm right. They got to see, like, they need to see it, like, the right way. Like, you know, what's really going on here. God's just saying, nah, not important. was one of those deals. Okay, so that's what I did. And, you know, I was just like, okay, Lord, is there, you know, I started trying to see if there was any way that, you know, I was going to be able to explain it. And God was just like, nope. Don't do it. Just let him know where you were wrong. Oh, yeah. See, there's so many times in our life where it is, it's not easy. It's not easy to speak life. But that's what he's telling us that we need to do. Like, that's what he was saying. That's what he was saying in verse 10. Like, he was saying, hey, you know, blessing and cursing, that shouldn't be coming out of the same mouth. Brethren. He's talking to believers. Now, the blessing and cursing, okay, cool. Yeah, that we understand, like, that'll probably happen with people that aren't believers. But you guys that are believers, hey. Blessing and cursing should not be coming out of the same mouth. So there's those times where sometimes we just need to be quiet. Even though we're right. Now don't get me wrong, there are times in our life where maybe, you know, maybe there is something that we need to take a stand for. A stand for righteousness, you know, and hey, there are times for that too. Where God tells us, you know what? Hey, yeah, I want you standing for righteousness. And maybe there are some times where, you know, it's like, okay, by speaking life, you're standing for righteousness, okay? But you see, here's the really cool part, because even then, whenever we're standing for righteousness, when we're quote unquote sharing with somebody how we're right because we love them, I don't know if you guys have ever done it. But I've excused sometimes things that I've said, saying, well, I love them, so that's why I'm saying it. See, like, the way that it comes out of our mouth that pretty much speaks for us whether or not we're telling them because we love them or we're telling them because I want to be right. And I want them to know they're wrong. And you know, it was so cool because in the first service, the Holy Spirit just dropped this song in my heart, and I got confirmation from Mike that it is a song. I was just thinking of this, okay? Because last night we just had this discussion. By the way, anybody that's single out of high school to, you know, in their 30s, up to their 30s, you know, we have small group on Saturday nights. And we have an awesome time, man. We play games and just hang out and stuff. It's cool. But so last night we were playing games and stuff. And Gina's like, oh my gosh. Okay, you guys don't. Chris has. He comes up with songs, like, for everything. Like, everything reminds him of a song. Well, it's so crazy. So this morning, it happened. This morning in service, like, I'm saying, you know, guys, we just need to, like, just speak life, you know? And I'm like, wait a second. That is a song. I'm like, Mike, Isn't that a song? You gotta speak life in the deadest, darkest night. We need to speak life. So awesome. It doesn't matter if we're on the mountaintop experience or in the valley. In either time, any situation where we're at, we need to always be speaking life in those times. Because see, the more that we're speaking death in a situation, the more anger, the more strife, the more bitterness, the more rage, the more this, the more that is just being fed on the inside. See, it's so cool because the exact opposite's happening when we're speaking life in situations. Because we're stepping in faith. We're speaking life when it seems, you know, when we're in that valley, that's the really difficult times to be speaking life is in the valley. Because it seems like maybe death is right there. But it's so cool because when we're in that valley and we're speaking life, all it's doing is it's creating hope. It's giving excitement that, okay, yeah, things can change. Yes, I can get that awesome report from the doctor that says, no surgery, the growth is gone. We can get that kind of experience, you know, like the financial statement says this, you know, and while this financial statement says doom, gloom, and despair, but we're speaking out of our mouth, God, I know what my financial statement says, but God, you're bigger than my financial statement. God, I choose to speak life with this. And then, you know, we get something in the mail, oh, yeah, hey, this debt taken care of, or that, you know, this happened, or that happened, or yeah! Let's speak life and enjoy the fruit of it. How awesome is that? How amazing of a promise is that? I mean, if we believe that scripture to be true, why in the world would we ever want to be speaking death? You know, it's not a matter of mind over matter, you know, or mystic stuff. No, it's just straight up scripture. It's straight up God's word. It's nothing about man and, you know, elevate yourself, you know, baloney. Scripture says, speak life, speak blessings. That's what I'm going to do. How awesome is that? And yeah, man, there's going to be those times where we miss it. Like with me and my brother, you know, that night when we were going out, you know, I'm sure there was some death that I was, you know, but what God wants to do, he wants to, hey, you know what? Just come to me. Just come to me. Just talk to me whenever you do miss it. I was broken in prayer. And God was just saying, hey, just make things right. And just shut up. Let's be that people, man. That's speaking life into people. Life into our circumstances. life into our relationships, life into our finances, life. Let's speak life. Father, in Jesus' name.